Good morning and welcome to the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. This morning's show is being brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. Phone lines are open now. Call 395-1450. That's 395-1450. It's the WHTC Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, Westonbrook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, West Michigan Bow Hunters, and My Firearms ETS. You're listening to the Outdoor Show live right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 395-1450. I'm Tom Medendorf, Tim Chavez, or Ron Becker, or maybe it's Ron Chavez from Just a Chance, right here in Holland.
Good morning, Vietnam. Yeah.
Ron and I are here with Jim Brandt of West Michigan Walleye Club, who got ousted. He's no longer the president, but
Yay.
He has to stay on the board.
What a bummer.
It was a coup. Yeah.
Anyway, Ron is our co-host this morning, our guest co-host this morning.
Sounds good to me.
It's pretty common.
We got to have somebody when we don't have... Well,
Timbo.
Gee whiz, I guess we can get by without Tim, and we don't have to.
I think we might as well, because...
he's never here.
Yeah, when I'm here, he's never here.
As long as you spell my name right on the check, I don't mind. So.
Right, yeah.
B-O-I-D.
Exactly.
That's the way my check comes.
Mine usually comes boing, boing, boing.
Anyway, oh, golly. Well, Jim is here, and we're going to talk a little bit about walleye today, but Jim is from the West Michigan Walleye Club. West Michigan Walleye Club meets over at the West Walker Sportsman's Club, correct?
Correct.
And the West Michigan Walleye Club, if you have interest in fishing, it is the best place to go to learn something.
Yes.
Because when you join for how much a year?
$30
a year, you are entered into all the tournaments. You can't win cash in the tournaments.
Nope.
But you get something a lot more valuable when you go to the tournaments.
Knowledge.
Lots of knowledge.
Free beer.
No. No alcohol allowed. That's one of the,
we
that's
got
one
Dan
of the
and
rules.
Ron over here high fiving. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. The cool part, you go to a West Michigan Walleye Club fishing tournament, you get the accolades for winning, but you don't win cash, you gain knowledge because everybody there is willing to help you and tell you about how it's right. done and what they do, right?
Yep. And we have our monthly meetings that we have speakers come into.
Oh, speakers at the monthly meetings when you're at West Walker. West Walker's not that far from Holland for anybody who's interested in being in the Walleye Club.
Yep, it's right on 8th or Leonard Avenue, Leonard Street, actually, just east of 8th. And
Leonard, east of 8th.
Yep.
Well, they can look up West Walker if they want a map.
Yep,
they can,
West Walker.
They can Google it.
West Walker Sportsman's Club.
The... That, which is a pretty nice club.
It is. Big, too. It's,
yeah. So they can get a lot of information by going there. They can go to your website,
mm-hmm.
West Michigan Walleye
Club.org.
West Michigan Walleye Club.org. You can get a lot of information about the West Michigan Walleye Club and find out how to become a part of it, when the tournaments are, when the meetings are, all that good stuff.
Yep.
Now, is that organization just for men? Is that a family
nope.
organization?
We got. Our last board meeting, treasurer, she's a woman, and Gloria, she says right now we got 186 members, and 25 of them are women.
Oh, so it is a family organization.
Yep. Oh, we got a lot of kids in there, a lot of kids in there too. So.
Oh, that's great.
We have a youth tournament every year too in August.
I love any organization that promotes families getting together and getting out there in nature and getting things done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do the kids actually have their own memberships?
No, if they live under your roof, they're automatic. All you got to do is put their name down.
So it's a family membership, like at yep. Chickawa, when you get your membership at mm-hmm. Chickawa, your family, your kids. as long as they're, I think, 18 and in high school.
Yep.
So they have to be under your roof, not in your backyard, right?
Right.
All right.
Well, on your property.
So, Tom, there you go.
Mine are finishing college, so their address is still under my roof.
There you go.
I just ran the numbers here. That's 13.5% that's women. That's a pretty darn good ratio of women
and
to men.
It seems like the last couple of years we've been getting more women involved. So
that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
We have awards at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a point system, anger of the year. And then just 2 years ago, I proposed and it passed. That because we're getting so many women in there, let's have a woman's anger of the year too.
Oh, that's
so
cool,
nice.
Yep.
So you had a motion on the floor.
Yeah, I have.
And
a
it
few,
was discussed.
Few of those now and then.
Well, that's cool because I know in shooting sports, which encompasses hunting and competitions and other things, women are the largest, are the fastest growing demographic within shooting sports. And I would dare bet that outdoor sports in general, that women are the fastest growing demographic in outdoor sports in general, because there's a lot of women that love to go camping and hiking.
Yep.
They are better at canoeing. They should they should get in the back when husbands and wives go instead of the husband. If you ever watched couples canoe, it's a scary thing.
Yeah.
I know, I've been there, done that.
If they can survive a canoe trip, their marriage is
their
probably going to be
good,
all right.
Yeah.
But, you know, guys, it's been always hard to find a woman, as they used to say, a good woman, that would get out to the wilderness with you, go out fishing, handle a worm on a hook, things like that. And to find one to make, you know, your perfect couple,
mm-hmm.
that you both enjoy the outdoors and can go out and do things together and you don't have those Fridays where you're like, what do you want to do tomorrow? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? To find a good woman that don't mind getting out into the wilderness, mind getting out on the water or in a boat or going out shooting, whatever it would be, this is a fantastic time in our lives where we actually got women enjoying and standing up for what's out there and, you know, partaking. And to find a good woman that enjoys killing a squirrel and frying it up, alongside you, that's great. Fantastic.
I was just thinking about how awesome my wife is, and she goes shooting with me, she goes fishing with me.
Right.
But the whole thing of hunting, she just doesn't want to do it. She doesn't freak out. She cooks the food, you know, sure. that we bring home, but she just doesn't want to get into skinning.
Leave that up to you.
That's up to the boys and myself. But I was going to say, my wife and I make a great partnership for fishing.
Oh, cool.
She catches them, and I take them off the hook, and she baits her own hook, but I spend most of my time taking them off the hook. She just does not want to grab onto them. She's worried she's going to get poked by their dorsal fin.
Yeah.
So she has me take them off. So every time I'm taking them off, what's on my pole?
Nothing.
No, that's when they're biting, and then when I go grab my pole, oh,
they're
man.
Gone. They're
pulling
gone.
Your pole in the water, and you're dragging after it. Yeah.
They're gone.
That's why I put the rod holders in.
That's good.
To hold on to them, so I wouldn't lose those things. But, no, it's really awesome that the women are getting into it, and then I think that's really neat that you guys have a Angler of the Year.
Yep.
Women's Angler of the Year and the Men's Angler of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty awesome thing. And you brought it up. You made the motion.
Yep. We got a Youth Angler of the Year, too.
Sweet. Sweet. Yep. And that's all done at your annual meeting?
Yeah, that's award night. That's in December.
Okay, and then that's when you hand out all the awards and so
mm-hmm.
on. Nice. Well, in a little bit, we'll talk about some tournaments coming up. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Westonbrook Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Westonbrook submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Genesis store, check them out on your computer at westonbrookmower.com, or call them at 616-396-5733. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by West Michigan Bow Hunters, protecting our hunting rights and educating the next generation about our hunting heritage here in Michigan. West Michigan Bow Hunters is a chapter of Safari Club International. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. And in fact, we have a caller on the line right now.
Good morning.
Who are we talking to?
Bill.
Bill, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Excellent.
But you were talking about women being involved in sports. I've got an 8-year-old granddaughter that goes bluegill fishing with us.
Nice.
And a couple of weeks ago, we were out in their small boat, and she told her dad that she was learning how to put worms on and take fish off so that when she got married, she could teach her husband.
That's a good one.
I love it.
In charge already.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, Bill.
Talk about that. I just had to tell you that because I wanted to crack up laughing, but she was sitting there, and I didn't dare at the time.
Yeah, see, I would have just cracked up.
I'll let you guys go. You have a good day.
Thank you very much, Bill. Well, that kind of makes my day. That's a good laugh.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I remember a little story, too. We were up fishing on Silver Lake when our kids were little.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole family thing, so we got all my wife's side up there, and then her, my little nephew, wanted to go walleye fishing with us, so we're out there fishing, and then I got my little daughter. She was real young at the time, like 5 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And my nephew was like 12 or 10, and he would not put the night crawler on the hook.
Really?
And my daughter says, "Here, I will show you how to do it." It's kind of cool. She just put it out. It's like, here you go.
That's the one thing my wife has no problem putting the worms on. She just won't take the fish off. She just hopes that they pop loose from the hook when she gets them over the boat.
Yeah, flop around. There, it's off.
Yeah. That's cute, though. Here, I'll show you.
Yep, I know. I always start laughing right there. I go, okay.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, with the West Michigan Walleye Club?
Yes.
What do we have coming up?
Well, they got a tournament today.
Today?
Yep.
And you're not fishing in that one?
Nope. I'm been so busy this spring, and right now I got my boat. Oh, tore apart in my garage because I'm redoing stuff on it and putting a new GPS on it that I've been wanting to do for quite a while. So
you're basically just going to show up with a cooler at the weigh-in?
No, they're way over there in Saginaw, so I'm not driving over there today.
So you, what about the tournament series like you did last summer?
This year, I'm just too busy because my twins graduated high school, so we had all these open houses and then my oldest boy's getting married in August, so we're going to do fishing, but tournaments, not too many this year. Next year, we're getting back into my son wants to do the Michigan Walleye Tour, so we're going to do that again. So.
Oh, how old's your son?
He's 27, my oldest.
Your oldest?
Yeah.
And then you guys do that as partners?
Yep.
The tour?
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you. What fishing from around our areas, Grand Rapids and to Holland and Saugatuck, I know walleye has been caught. What's the biggest one you know of, and what size do you like to catch?
For fun or for eating?
A little of both.
Well,
you know?
For tournaments, you want to catch the big ones.
Tournaments, right? I want to get the big ones, but just if I want food just to eat some, I want the smaller walleyes. Right. I want the 15 to the 20-inch range.
Right.
15 being the
inches.
The shortest limit,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, that's...
Just so people realize that 15 is the smallest you can get.
See, a lot of people don't realize the size of fish, and they say a walleye or a perch or whatever, and they think small. You know, mm-hmm. Oh, it's as big as my hand or something, and that's the biggest it gets. I've seen some that are really huge and kind of amazing to me. But our listening audience, if you're sitting out there having your coffee this morning, if you're new to fishing and things like that and have some questions, give us a call. And, you know, if size in fishing amazes you, you'd be surprised at what walleye come out at.
There's some big walleyes. The biggest one I ever personally caught on this size state's been 12 3/4 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How long are they when they get to be?
He was... It was about 32 inches.
Nice.
That's a big fish.
Yeah. But that's the kind you want to throw back and let them continue.
Yeah, I took a picture of it, threw it back.
I've seen a lot of posts this spring of walleye, nice-sized walleye, coming out of along the lakeshore here.
Oh, yeah, there's big ones around here.
This was when they were fishing between the sandbar and the shore?
Mm-hmm.
When everything
the
was
troughs.
Gathered? Yeah,
yep.
When everything, the trough. Mm-hmm. Nice. I got a term for it now.
Fishing the troughs. Yeah, if you get up on Lake Michigan, like down by Glen or somewhere high,
mm-hmm.
and the water's calm and the sun's out, you look out there, you can see all the troughs out there.
Really?
Yep. There's like three, sometimes four of them.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And that's just from the waves?
That's
as
from
they
the waves.
Come in and they create
yep.
that
they make
little
it.
Rise, and
yep.
then it goes down again, another rise. And then the fish early in the season hang out in there, right?
Yep.
And then what I saw, the posts on Facebook were guys that were catching those, taking pictures of them, and they were absolutely huge. And I thought, them are nice big fish to fight.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of fun.
Now, does a person need just a boat to get out there to catch these fish, or can they catch them from shore, from the piers?
There's a lot of people, like in the spring, they will fish off the piers like Holland, Muskegon, Grand Haven, after dark at night. They'll cast lures off the piers and catch walleyes.
Sounds like fun.
But you can catch all kinds of fish off the piers. Right now, people told me the sheephead are crazy right now.
Yeah.
They're just killing the sheephead out there right now.
Why is that?
I don't know. They're just there. I know Macatawa here is just full of sheephead right now, too.
Yeah, they make sheephead make for a good fish just to catch and to fight and for the enjoyment, especially for a kid or if you're a first-time angler to hook into one of them. It's quite a fun battle.
Well, if you want fast action, like you just said, for kids, because, you know, kids got to have action.
Yep.
You go down here to Holland here in Macatawa right now, and the sheephead are so thick in there, and they fight. Sheephead do fight.
So just go
and
to, like,
kids will have a ball.
The fishing wharf over there by the piers?
Collin Park.
Anywhere in
Mac. Over there.
Just right by the parks, just
yep.
fish right from
right
shore.
Off the walls, yeah.
What do they use to get those?
Anything. They're garbage. Garbage fish.
They just go for anything.
They take everything, piece of hot dog to a donut or...
So are we saying they're here to clean
crank
up the
baits.
Lake?
I mean, you can hit crankbaits. No, they're not here. I got a friend that enjoys fly fishing.
Uh-huh.
And right now he's over here. He has been the last couple weeks just fly fishing for sheephead out of Holland.
No. Fly fishing for sheephead.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I was just noticing with the tournament schedule.
Yep.
You got one today, of course.
Today at Saginaw Gray, yep.
There's another one in Saginaw on July 19th.
Yep, that one I might go to. So
okay,
I've
and
been
then the
thinking about that one.
August 2 is the one on Hardy.
No, Hubbard.
Hubbard is August 16th.
Oh, Hardy is the youth tournament. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm reading your website. You're trying to do it from memory.
August 2 is up at Hardy.
Youth tournament, Hardy
youth,
Dam.
Youth tournament,
mm-hmm.
yep.
And that's on August 2.
Yep. And then Hubbard Lake is in middle of August there.
August 16.
Yep. And then September is Burton Mullet.
Yep.
And then Hardy in October. And the last one is Muskegon in November.
And that's a 4 p.m. to midnight one.
Yo, that's my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah.
Muskegon Lake, November 8, 4 p.m. to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
You better have some good gear to stay
But behind. Hardy, I like Hardy in October, too. That's fun.
Hardy in October.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That's more like Oktoberfest, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, you said Hardy.
Hardy,
I thought you said
Hardy,
Hardy
Dam.
In October.
No,
yeah.
No, Hardy Dam in October. Yeah.
The Farmers Co-op Elevator in Hudsonville is your food plot headquarters with over 40 different seed varieties to choose from, providing in-house soil testing as well as fertilizers, lime, and equipment to plant. Maintain and get your maximum performance out of your food plot. Visit Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville. For a complete list of products and services, check them out online at fcelevator.com. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powder Horn Guns and Archery for all your arrow knocking, gun cocking, fish hooking, flag waving, stand up and sing God Bless America hunting and fishing needs. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We're back, ready to answer your questions right here on the Outdoor Show. Anybody tell you, Ron, you were supposed to whistle as it ends? If you
yeah. Oh, whistle's one of the things I wasn't thinking about at that moment.
Were you laughing at me?
No, I was going to throw in a big old amen in there, but just kind of let you do your thing, you know? I'm a flag-waving American, so I love that intro.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a pretty neat one.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's
to
a pretty
the
neat
point one. And, kind of a little out there, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tim gets all pumped up every time I read it, you know, because it's for his place.
Yeah, that and donuts. Yeah, yeah. Tim's easy.
Yeah. Oh, poor Tim. Tim's going to have to listen to the podcast to find out how much he got abused.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we abuse him every time, don't we? Because he's never here.
This is true. It's more fun when you're here, though, because you abuse Tim instead of me. And when you and Tim are both here, and Tim yeah. abuses me all the time.
I know.
Yeah. See, you found a new partner here.
We're going to have to make Tim a guest and Ron be the co-host.
There you go.
That'll work.
And then they can abuse
me. We can't do that. You can't abuse the guest. You have to abuse the hosts.
Right.
All right.
So I abused Tim.
Anyway, for those of you just tuning in, we are here with Jim Brandt of West Michigan Walleye Club. We're talking about some of the tournaments, then we're talking about some of the fishing, and we have our guest co-host today, who so far is you know, going to take Tim's place away, Ron Chavez of Just a Chance here in Holland.
Yep.
If you're looking for information on Just a Chance, you can find it at Facebook.
Yep.
It's just a Chance.
Just a Chance Holland, Michigan.
Just a Chance Holland, Michigan is yes. the full name on Facebook?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Just a Chance Holland, Michigan. And you can find out some of the stuff that Ron's up to and things that he's doing.
Because you know what, Tom? In life, what do you want? You want just a chance, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's all it is.
That's all it is.
I'm just there to try to give a chance to any of our youth or families or, mm-hmm. or you know, back into nature and our outdoors, our background here. We got to give it all just a chance.
When we look at our outdoor heritage here in Michigan, a lot of people love coming here because of our outdoor heritage, the fishing and hunting opportunities that we have. And for me, I just love being here because I started here and I'll probably end here.
But the thing about it, when you come here, you're a guest here to this state or to our city, mm-hmm. you may not know where to go, where to get information or things like that. Who do you talk to?
Ron Chavez.
I try to utilize the connections that I've gotten over 17 years of living in our area and participating as a mm-hmm. citizen, as a parent, to share with other people. So,
or if you want to find out some information about the outdoors, you can call 395-1450.
Exactly.
We're here every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. on.
But like the West Virginia Walleye Club, too, you know, we have members, mm-hmm. paid members. But we tell people when people ask us about it, we say, hey, just come on down.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a member. Just come on down, check it out, come to one of our meetings, see what you think, and blah, blah, blah. And
if you go on your computer, westmichiganwalleyeclub.org, there is a location on the website to say contact. And this is one of the most extensive contact lists that I've seen on websites, because it's got the president, the vice president, the past president slash director. There's your name right there. I told you you had a title, past president.
Past
right there
president.
It is.
Nice.
You get the email and the phone number to contact the different people. It goes down past president, clerk, treasurer. If there's something with the website, the director and liaison to the DNR, the club education director, so if you're looking for education, and then the other directors are all listed there. And there's your son, Jake.
Yep, he's on the board now, too. Yep.
And he's the one who figured out you had to stay.
Yeah.
And then there is a email to just ask general questions. Mm-hmm. So you can go right there, and if you don't want to look it up on the website, it's westmichiganwalleyeclub@gmail.com. Pretty simple email address, easy to remember, westmichiganwalleyeclub@gmail.com. Ask a question, find out some information, and your website is kind of nice.
Yeah, we our treasurer set that all up. She did an awesome job.
This is a really nice picture. Did you notice? You probably didn't notice.
What?
I posted it on Facebook that we were with West Michigan Walleye Club today, and I put your logo on there.
Nice. Well, we got a Facebook page too.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yep.
I don't know if I've liked it or not. I have to look.
Well,
I thought
you
I
should.
Did. Well, I thought I did back when we first started doing this. Anyhow, we were talking about places to fish where we can get to it from shore. And Lake Mack, of course, there's a lot of different locations. And yeah, you guys listed off the parks and so on that you could
yep,
go to.
Parks.
Is there any place along Lake Mack that you can rent a rowboat?
Oh, well, I'm sure there is. I don't know.
I don't
exactly
know of any
where.
Myself.
No, so. But I'm sure there probably is. I mean, most places that have lakes, you can rent boats.
Yeah, I don't.
The
recall
only thing
ever
around Holland, it's a lot of private property, and every time I've been out, people say, "Hey, get off my boat!" So get off my pier, get off my
get
grass,
on my,
get off
on
my
grass.
Section of sand. You don't belong here. I'm gonna call the state police. You know.
He needs to be the
co-host. Hey, those are facts.
Get off my property, yeah.
That's the fact around Holland. You get near somebody else's mooring dock or something, and they're yelling at you. And it's like, hey, this is public property over here. They say, no, I've had this property for 50 years, and you better get off.
Look on the flat book, and you'll find out a lot of it.
Yeah.
I just was out. A lady had a problem with a light fixture. And she had called, and I went out there to check it out. And
where's this going?
When I got there, the first time to go see the light fixture, what the problem was, to help her out with that, there were some guys outside by their cottage, by the garage, because the garages are up front, the cottages are back towards mm-hmm. the water. And I asked them, you know, I was looking for the address. I couldn't find it. Well, the address was on the garage, not on the house. I was looking right past it. Anyway, they said, yeah, I think that is the right address. And I says, you mind if I park right here? He says, actually, if you back up just a little bit, we're going to be moving this boat out in just a minute. He said, and you could park in that vacant lot next door. And I looked, and I didn't really see a vacant lot. But that vacant lot is a pretty narrow strip, like the width of a road.
Right.
And when I went to see the light fixture, then I asked the lady about parking there. I said, is that yours? Is that somebody? She says, that's actually a public park right next to them. It's like the width of the road. It's not right straight across from the road. You know how the roads all used to run down to the lake?
Yep.
And it's a little public park out on South Shore Drive. Hmm. And there's a picnic table out by the water. And you can people pull in there. And she says they go down there and have picnics. And they go fishing and all kinds of stuff all the time.
They just don't tell you about it because they don't want you hanging around there.
Wasn't there a sign out there that said...
There was nothing that I saw.
There's a one on South Shore Drive that I do a cottage out there. And I park right by there.
Yeah.
And to get on that person's lawn, I got to go down through that. It's about as wide as a road. There's one picnic table down
there.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, along South Shore Drive here in Holland, there are ends of the streets that are public access to water, and they've been putting benches out there
mm-hmm.
to make it known that this is open public property and not private property.
It's the same thing on the north side.
Owners have been taken over and claiming it's theirs because they don't want people out there on
it's the same thing on the north side.
Property. Right.
My mother used to live out on the north side, and the road she lived on extends down to the water, the road right away.
Right.
But the two people on the end, they tore up the asphalt. I mean, it was all broken up. They tore it up and seeded it and made it all lawn.
Yeah.
And so nobody really knows that that's actually public property down there.
Right.
But at least they're, you know, when the fireworks go and stuff, everybody comes and they let everybody spread out on the lawn,
sure.
you know, and everything else.
Yeah.
And they're obviously on those folks' property. They're not in the road right away anymore. So the whole neighborhood goes down there for doing, you know, to do the fireworks and so on.
Right.
And I'm sure there's other times they let people go down there. It's just people don't realize that the streets all went to the water.
Right.
And they're all marked out for that, and there's a road right away for that. So,
yeah, there have been in the city of Holland questions to that fact about those dead end areas at the end of the street. It runs through our city parks and rec department, I believe, and it has been brought up questioning who actually owns that end of the property and what the access is.
Oh, yeah.
And the city has been in the process of going in and redoing those areas to make them more accessible. But people, when you go out to some of these areas that are that close to someone else's property, please pick up your garbage, take it with you, whatever you take in, mm-hmm. bring back out. Try not to be a nuisance to the people that live in those areas. They like their property also and their privacy.
Well, there's the thing. People go on the road right away, but then they leave trash. It blows over in the yard. That's what irritates folks.
They throw stuff in the water. You know, a pop mm-hmm. can falls in or something, or a sandwich wrapper. They let it go. You know, they don't take the time to pull it out. Take pride in your ecology in the area. Clean
right.
it up.
Yeah, that's a number one, I guess I'd say, pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
Is people leaving garbage in the woods.
It's part of camping. You hike it in, you hike it out.
When my son was very young, we went turkey hunting. He was my turkey hunting partner for the weekend. And we were up there, and we were going down a two-track that ran along the river corridor. And then we got out, and we did a little walk, and there was a tire in the woods. And I had our minivan. Is where we were driving on the two-track path. But we had walked into there. And he insisted that I take that out of the woods because we always leave it better than we found it, Dave.
Right. That's
I took it out. I put it on the roof.
Dumped it somewhere else.
I figured I could wash the thing off. Actually, we brought it to a DNR station.
Oh.
Then nobody was there, so we put a note on it and said, you know, and I told them exactly what happened. So they probably got a kick out of that note when they got there on Monday and saw the note. As long as it didn't blow away into somebody else's yard.
But the tire was still there, so don't worry about that.
There you go. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. Repair, storage, winterizing, parts, and more. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland at 616-748-9235 or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's at the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, educating people in the safe and responsible use of firearms since 2001. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply, the best you can find anywhere. Class sizes are limited. Classes are offered regularly. Register early to reserve your spot, 616-218-7328, or contact them on the web at My Firearms ETS. That's MIFirearmsETS.com. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. We have a short segment left here. We're talking with Jim Brandt from the West Michigan Walleye Club this morning, and we've got co-host Ron Chavez from Just a Chance in Holland. Oh, golly, we got to put a webcam back in here.
Yeah.
when there's a guy looking cross-eyed at a microphone in front of him.
Yeah, like, what is it?
You got to see that.
It's a first.
Ron Chavez, Just a Chance, Holland, Michigan. Check him out on Facebook. And West Michigan Walleye Club, westmichiganwalleyeclub.org. Check them out on your computer also. Walleye from shore.
Walleye from shore. That's hard to do.
It's hard to do, but is it better as the sun goes down or before the sun comes up?
Down. Go at night after dark.
Go at night after dark.
Yep.
Not right at sundown. Oh, we got a caller on the line.
Yeah.
He's over here waving his finger.
I wonder when you were going to know that. I knew that before
he was
doing
his Harry Potter invitation or something.
Caller, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
I thought maybe you gave up on us.
No, morning, Tom.
Hey, this is Bill. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Thank
Bill
you.
Doesn't give up on us. He just listens to us talk for a while.
Yeah.
How you been?
Good.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yep. This is a little bit different subject, but there's a controversy in Holland over the gun shooting range at Bullet Hole.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if they had that same controversy in Vreeland there.
In Vreeland?
Yeah, wherever you're.
Oh, never. Ranges. Never.
Yeah, you're probably out in the open, too, probably. But
yeah.
Still, you get the noise and everything.
Yeah, but depends on where you're at. If you're at a regular range and, say, some neighbors have moved in, they don't really like it when there's too much shooting going on.
Yeah, I imagine.
Also depends on the structure of the berms and so on for noise, how they're mm-hmm. how they're built.
Okay.
And your trees. When you have trees around the range, then the leaves actually deaden the sound greatly.
Yeah, yeah, that's a big help there.
Yeah, and then when you get out in farm country by us, we all shoot, so we don't care.
Yeah, it's different with farming, that's for sure.
Hey,
yeah,
Bill, let me ask you a question. Do you have any concerns about this range here in Holland?
No, I think they'll make it a bigger deal about nothing, because this is going to be inside and more or less probably be quite soundproof. We had a shooting range in Holland here for years. People probably didn't even know where it is. But
Holland Police Department.
No. Yeah. No.
There is one there. So
yeah, on a corner of a college there, or Columbia, I think. I forget now, but it was underground. But I think they're big ado about nothing, because I think by the time they get that built and soundproof, you won't even hear it at all.
You know, as long as the engineering's done to deaden the noise and so on.
Yeah.
You can, many of the ranges you go to, you can barely hear anything when you're walking up to the building.
Yeah, and on top of that, we're going to lose a good business there, too. If they don't get it, they're going to move out. So there's a, backlog on the community there.
Well, Bill, let me tell you, it's really true what you're saying. You know, it's about people being informed or ill-informed.
Yeah,
and with technology nowadays and the building experiences engineers have of creating a shooting range, we're not talking just a regular building or a storefront.
No.
We're talking about a shooting range.
Yeah.
This is properly designed, properly structured for this activity.
Right.
It's going to be safe. It's going to be soundproof more than what the people in that area know or have looked up for research to find out about.
I think pretty much they're ill-informed, and they're afraid, but...
Exactly. They hear old stories, old war stories about all kind of things that happened in the past, and they still think those things happen.
But it's a good place to go for young people to start if they want to, have a gun of their own and learn to shoot, and just like Tom Bendorf has out there in Vreeland.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they're going to try again. I hope they're more successful, but... People got to realize what they're getting into, and I don't have any fear there of too much noise. Not any different than these trucks and stuff going by their houses.
Well,
that happens every day.
Yeah, with the Jake brake. Blah, blah, blah.
Jake brakes, or when the suspension is hitting on some of our fabulous roads we have here.
Well, you get a lot more noise out of some of these car stereos that are booming and bopping your streets in the middle of the day and the night.
Now, there'd be something to go for is have them turn those down.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Now, there's that new building out there in Door, that new gun club.
Center Shot.
Yeah, that is all inside, too.
That's a 100% concrete building. Floors, ceiling, walls, the works.
Yeah, I heard it's really nice inside.
That's
state of the art. I haven't been in it.
It's a little bit more of a drive from Holland, but it's state of the art.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your comment. If I can get something to talk to town a little bit, if this comes up again.
Well, Bill, it's great to hear you call in about something like this local, about a topic, and to get that information out to people that, there are myths and legends about this topic out there, but this is 2014. Engineering and science has gone a long way. This is going to be a great building when properly designed and built, and it will be an asset to the community.
Well, the farmers had the same problem. They're there for years. Pretty soon somebody builds a house down there, and then they don't like the smell.
I hear that all the time.
But if you keep building homes on top of our farm areas, where you're going to get your fruit and vegetables.
On the farmer, not on the person that lives there.
Right.
They had that same thing with Park Township Airport.
Yeah.
That lady built a house new and the airplanes were there. And then she complained. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, though.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. Yeah, it's crazy sometimes. And I don't know... the ins and outs of the ordinances and all that stuff, and we can't get 100%, you know, knowledge from the news, as the news has only so long to talk about each topic in order to get the topics out there. So it's kind of tough to get all of that. So, you know, we can't speak authoritatively with what happened at Bullet Hole or what happened with the council and so on. We can only, you know, speculate a little bit, but the fact is people don't want it there because they think there's going to be noise. And my first thought was there's a service station right there. And if you've ever heard a air ratchet, air impact, they're running loud, to right? loosen things,
they're loud.
That's very loud.
You know,
and now we're going to put, you know, the shots inside the building, and all bullets get trapped inside the building. Now, the construction has to be there. You have to have the construction there to do that. You can't just, you know, fly by night. But I would think that the council could make that work. You know, and that's just one man talking.
We'll leave it there.
Well, Jim, thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much. Ron, thank you for being the co-host today.
Well, somebody's got to do it. It's a dirty job.
Yeah, especially looking at Tom, it's a real dirty job.
Well, you know, I'm considering kicking Tim right out the door here and, you know, making him only come as a guest.
I would. He's never here when I'm here. So.
There you go. There you go. We'll put Tim in the newsroom to give him a microphone. We'll talk, and we'll just keep him over there.
Yep.
I think Gary might shoot him.
Hey, what you could do is you put Tim over there.
No, just charge the firearms in City Hall.
Give him a microphone, but don't turn it on. And he don't know.
We could have fun with him. Oh, maybe he shouldn't listen to this podcast. We're just having fun messing with you, Tim. Don't forget to listen to the podcast, buddy.
Tim's still waiting on some fish, so bring it on home.
Yeah, you know Emily's going to tell him how we talked about him. She's probably texting him.
Yeah, she probably is.
Talk to you again next week right here on the Outdoor Show.
Thanks for joining us this morning for the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorp, the outdoor show for the whole family. Today's show has been brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. If you missed today's show or you'd like to hear it again, go online for the podcast at WHTC.com and join us next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. for the WHTC Outdoor Show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.